We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement. And UFC 252, no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. Those are some great odds. Plus, with basketball's playoffs right around the corner, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering $10 in free bets to use on in-game action for every day of the first round of the playoffs. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out for new users, offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's go with quarter number four. Back in with us are Andy Shea and Bob Flounders. Guys, in quarter number one, we talked about, you know, the process of this decision. I think we're all in agreement. It was not handled very well. And the really sad part is the tough part is coming, which is now, what are the repercussions? Where do we go from here? Now, one of the things that anyone involved with the Big Ten was saying, well, gee, we could push this back to the spring and play then. Andy, is it even realistic to have a spring season?
Well, there's about, you know, 62 questions you can ask about what they do. I've seen some outlays with an 8-game spring schedule and then a fall schedule. I mean, I find it hard to navigate two seasons in one calendar year. Just strikes me as, how the heck do you do that? I've seen some breakdowns. The Purdue coach put one together that was very detailed and was quote unquote plausible, but it's also, you're squeezing 18 games into like 8 months, including a couple training camps. You know, there is a little bit of downtime. That's my first question about looking forward, is how the heck can you play two football seasons in one calendar year? And what the heck do those football teams look like? Because you transition over in one eligibility year to the other. That's just part of the 62 questions, but I struggle to see that as athletes, as college football athletes. And then I also wonder, you know, throw in the student part of it here. Oh, let's not forget about that. Look at the 8 to 9 months you're asking of college football / fall sports athletes that are also students in an 8 or 9 month window. I don't know how you do that. And it just goes to the rationale that we talked about in quarter one of, this was a quick knee-jerk decision and the ramifications were not clearly thought out. And the 4.5 months, boy, I hope you guys enjoyed your vacations at the highest levels, because you definitely proved to us that you took them.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Andy said. Well, you know, I would just say that the one point I'd make is they keep talking about spring. Well, spring starts in mid to late March. I don't care how small the season is. You can't play through April or into May and then start back up anywhere near on time in the fall. Either you play it, you know, at some point in winter, smaller, and then even then, even if you can do that, I just don't see, you're going to have to bump back the fall season a little bit. I just think it's wishful thinking. I think they just said that just to kind of get people, you know, off their backs, the Big Ten. I don't think they have any idea of what the physical demands are of trying to play two seasons, you know, in less than one calendar year. I just think it's more got to be like a winter season, a smaller season. It sounds great now, but honestly, guys, if there's not a great vaccine, you know, available early in 2021, what really is going to change in terms of liability or what the medical people are going to tell the presidents?
Bob, I'll stick with you. You know, one of the questions that keeps coming up is the possibility of using the transfer portal immediately. If you are, you know, a Penn State player and you want to play this season,
right,
you go to the transfer portal, you know, the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, well, you would have to sit out a year. But yeah, considering the basis of all the exceptions they've made previously, right, I would think if I went to the powers that be and said, gee, I'm going to lose potential, my revenue for the rest of my life, my professional potential, so you can't penalize me that year. You need to be able to allow me to make a free transfer. Would that not be hard for the NCAA to say no to that?
Well, number one, it would be hard to do. But the other thing is, just because they're planning, the other three Power Five conferences are planning to play a season, it doesn't mean that they will. They could have some medical issues that forces them to either shut down or modify their season. And if you make that move, if you're a Penn State player and you end up not really playing or playing enough anyway, you got to weigh the risk of whether or that. Or, I mean, it's great that there still might be college football, but I don't know that we're going to see those three conferences kind of get the season that they want to get. It's to me, that's what's one of the more fascinating things, guys, is, you know, the Big Ten made their decision, the Pac-10 made their decision. Well, what are the pros and cons if you're the Big Ten, if a ACC season, an SEC season, and a Big 12 season are played? How does that look for you guys? And if it is not able to be played, it validates at least the decision, not the process the Big Ten took to get to it. Excuse me.
I think at the end of the day, everyone will defend their own decision no matter what. As the public, as a fan, if those three conferences play without incident, boy, is that going to look awful for the Big Ten and the Pac-12. It's going to look awful. You know, if they have outbreaks and God forbid something serious happens, you know, all of a sudden the Big Ten and the Pac-12 look so much better in this, Andy. But, you know, my question is, you know, what would be the ramifications if, let's say, there is a season with those three conferences? What are the long-lasting ramifications of, first of all, not getting the revenue? And second of all, what happens to these teams as far as recruiting goes, for example, Andy?
So, oh man, that's a tough question. So, yeah, the second part, I have no idea. I really have, you know what, recruiting and how that looks is kind of, I'll be honest with you. You know, you ask a good question, Jim. I haven't even thought about recruiting, to be honest with you. I there's so much other stuff to intake and digest and, you know, look at from this. I'm just being honest with you, sir. I haven't even thought about recruiting. I mean, I'm thinking about the other three conferences playing and the first part of your question. I'm like, this is either an all or nothing proposition. It's not like it's all five of you in together. Okay, now there's a split in the Power Five world, right? Two have said no, three appear as if they're going to go forward. This is either going to go for the two that sat, this is either going to go really good or really bad, unfortunately. And for the three that are going ahead, there's only one solution. Either that's going to be really good, and they're going to execute it and mitigate the risk and they're going to navigate the minefield, or it's going to go really bad and the other two are going to look good. So it's an all in either or proposition. There's no sort of muddled middle ground here in terms of, you know, the health and safety of the players and playing college football. That's my initial opinion. The other thing I've been thinking about is the ramifications for Penn State's football program going forward, playing in the spring. The amount of players that are stuck in that sort of, we can call it a gray area or whatever it is, in that middle. There's some pretty key football players on Penn State's roster that are going to end up in that gray area that you will probably most likely never see again. And that, to me, is unfortunate. I could accept it more if it was an everybody and this was the decision made that was cohesive and comprehensive and it had a reason for it. But now this, I feel bad for Penn State fans and I feel bad for the program because it's going to have an impact on the on-field product, and that's what matters.
Bob, you wanted to follow up on that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Jimmy. I thought you were going to call on me because I raised my hand. Anyway, what I was going to say is if they play in the fall, if the three conferences play in the fall, I think it's going to make it really tough to have spring football because you're really just talking about the two conferences. And even if you can lay it all out, if, you know, Ohio State would win in the spring the Big Ten championship and then just destroy the Pac-12 representative in some kind of playoff, you know, what does that really signify if in the fall Clemson and LSU play in a championship game? What does it really mean if Ohio State gets to play the Pac-12 champion? I just think if these three conferences play, I think it's going to be even tougher to have spring football.
Yeah, and you're going to have it brings up several other questions of will there be a national champion or possibly two, you know, your fall champion and your spring champion. What you also have as a question, Andy, is if they were to play in the spring, what happens as far can an early entry play? But if an early entry play, if you allow them to play, does that put you over the 85 scholarship limit? Yeah. Then, you also have the question of if they don't play in the fall, is somebody going to give these players an extra year of eligibility? And if you do that, what happens to that 85 number in that situation? It seems like no matter what happens, Andy, it's going to be a total mess.
Yeah, you just listed three questions. There's about 10 more we could rattle off in a short sequence. You know, what are the guys who are NFL draft eligible? Is the NFL going to move its draft? What about those players? Where do they go? Do they have to make that tough choice to play or leave? It's not really a tough choice, but there's so many questions. I mean, do you want to bring guys in January and have them go full bore and be playing football by March, for example, in a spring season? Probably not. No, that's not a good service to the player. So there's a lot of questions.
There certainly are a lot more questions, Andy, but that is going to have to be it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Before I forget, which I did earlier in the show, we do want to announce our winner from the Ask Ross segment, and that is Morgan from Arlington. So almost forgot that for the rest of the show, but we got that in. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.